Blog Talk Radio.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
You're gonna hate man. I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise the name.
Check it out.
You're listening to The Voice, the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk? Let's go. TPV Reloaded, get ready to walk. Every Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m. Wednesdays and Fridays at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. CST. Jesus Touch every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Yeah.
And TPV After Dark every night at 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m.
Turn it up.
Let's go.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, are you ready?
It is now time to get your spiritual fix and uplifting word with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice. This is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet. Are you ready to walk?
Let's go!
But I just gotta know one thing. Are you ready? No! I said, are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to The Psalmist Voice Presents with my special guest, Christian hip-hop recording artist, Mr. Pinckney. He is in the building, family. So this show is designed to impact the community by way of indie, gospel label artists, also young entrepreneurs and business owners that's doing their thing in the kingdom of God. So enough about me. It's about my special guest, Christian hip-hop recording artist, Mr. Pinckney. Are you ready to walk, family? Let's get it. Let's go.
And now, for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Driven by his love, zeal, and passion for Jesus Christ. While growing up, his mother was the most influential person in his life. It was from her that he learned to love and appreciate the art of music. As time progressed, music became therapy for him, a form of escape. He first began doing secular music, and at one point signed with Day One Records, but because of the calling of his life, he is now using his gift in music ministry to bring light to darkness with several performances under his belt, ranging from the Roxy Theater in Hollywood to Twin Falls, Idaho. In addition to this, he has a newly released album entitled Taking Care of My Father's Business, aiming to bring truth, ministry, and the West Coast sound into Christian hip-hop. Ladies and gentlemen, let me reintroduce to you one half of the Grown Man Club. And he's going solo like Dolo with Jesus Christ at the helm. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Pickman, what's good?
Man, what's good, fam?
How you doing, man?
I like the intro, man. Shit, you got me hyped.
Well, you know that's what we all about here, man. We get the spirit hype, get it right, man, because we got to have that same energy and that same zeal, just like you have the passion to spread the gospel through Christian hip-hop, man. I have the same passion here on this end, man, being able to give the family something exciting to listen to and also be inspired as well to do what God has called them to do, man.
You definitely got that.
Yes, sir. Well, I give God all the praise and all the glory for that one, man. But how you been? Because last time we spoke, man, you was on the Grown Man Club, and y'all was doing y'all thing with that, and now both of you are on a solo thing, and both of your albums are awesome, I have to say. Definitely changing the game, and definitely changing the ear of especially the older generation, I'll say it that way. But at the same time, the young people are like, wait a minute, hold on a second. I know this cat ain't trying to rap. You know how they do. So, man, just to open up an icebreaker, man, just give the family a little bit. I mean, we've already read the bio and stuff like that. But who is Mr. Pinckney, the man? The pastor, the entrepreneur. Let the family get a little bit of who the man is, because your bio said it all right there. But just give the family of who that man is, and we're going to go right into the interview.
Man, well, you did a good job. That pretty much summed it up, and you're right. We haven't really spoken since I had dropped the Grown Man album with my broski, Lamar Green. Shout out to Lamar Green. I've just been working on a solo album. I'm birthing out my own ministry from my house. Me and my wife birthed out two small businesses. So you know, we've just been grinding. But to answer the question, who's Mr. Pinckney, man? Mr. Pinckney is just a person that started from the bottom, rising to the top. They love God and love his people. And you know, I'm finding my niche in life through Christ and beginning to truly understand who I am in Christ and the calling on my life and all the gifts that he gave me. And I'm just trying to bring glory to God and to the kingdom through each and every gift that I got, through each and every breath that I take. In every facet and every aspect of my life, man, and it's always a blessing to be able to share it with family like, you know, TPV, man. Y'all, I consider you guys family, so it's always a blessing,
sir.
just to chop it up with you, man, and keep you informed on what's going on with your boy, man. So that's pretty much who Mr. Pinckney is,
man.
In a nutshell. West Coast in the building, as you may already know, man. Long Beach in the building, West Coast in the building.
Yes, sir. We got the West Coast in the building. We got the Central Texas in the building, making a merger.
Yeah.
And also, man, just to let you know, the Psalmist Voice Radio Network is now broadcasting in the West Coast. We are on our sister station, KBRG The Bridge, and you can listen to the show on 360 Live. Just download the app, and then of course you look for KBRG The Bridge and save it on your phone as your favorites, and then you can listen to this show on that network. So you a lot of your folks in Cali, they gonna hear you again in the West Coast.
Amen.
Now, because we broadcast.
Amen.
Now in Central Texas, and we broadcast all over the world, and especially now we're bridging the gap between the West Coast and Central Texas and also
East Coast, man. So to God be the glory with that, man.
Man,
so
God be the glory. Shout out to the bridge.
Journey. Yes.
That's what's up.
Man,
shout out
Bishop,
to the bridge, man.
Yes, sir. Bishop Horn is the man. You know, again, you know, journeys are always awesome. And, you know, running into him, he is very humble indeed. And, you know, we both just want to do what's right for the kingdom as far as making sure people can get heard. Because at the same time, you know, for example, the cost of just getting media and spins and all that stuff, it could cost you a pretty penny just to get all that out, just to get your music heard for that 3 minutes of fame. And it costs you almost a grand just to get a couple of spins. And, you know, the thing about what God does, man, is that, you know, Christian radio doesn't have to be corny. And, you know, our network is a little bit on the edgy side. Yeah, we a little edgy because, you know, they be like, what in the world are y'all doing? Y'all just straight bananas. No, we're not. You know, we love Christ. And just like with Christian hip hop, how it was slow for people to really accept it and to embrace it. And they're like, oh, that's too edgy, that's too worldly, all this nonsense. But who's gonna reach? Somebody's gotta reach the next generation. So if we all singing hymns and we all doing the same thing, how are we gonna reach the next generation? Well, we gotta stay behind the pulpit and sing sing our hymnals in the back. No, man, the young people ain't into that. So we gotta reach them. And, you know, speaking of your journey, man, you know, what does your journey as a Christian hip-hop artist look like from the start of your inception of when you started to present day now? Just give the family just a little bit of backdrop on that from the humble beginnings into where God is placing you now.
Amen. So, as you said before, I did start out doing secular music. And even though it was secular, it was still, like, I didn't curse. You know, I grew up in church, so I would throw out in my rhymes, but I wasn't living a Christian life, you know what I mean? You know, I mean, I just wasn't, you know what I mean? So, when I ended my stint with Day One Records and I came back from Detroit to Cali, when I got to my church, basically, you know, God just spoke to my pastor and was just like, you know, you do have a music ministry. This is a gift that I had given you, but the only way you can really prosper in it and get what you want out of it is you got to give it to me. And every song you would ever need to write is right here in this Word of God. And I never forget when she told me that, because my whole soul just shook when she told me that, because I received it and I knew that to be true, because like I said before, even though I was doing secular music, I would still throw shots at God. As a matter of fact, my wife today, that's my wife, when she was just my sister in ministry, when I played my secular album for her, she thought it was Christian. She was like, that's not a Christian album. And I was like, man, I was knee deep in sin, in the world, homemonging. I was like, no, it was positive. I knew God. I would throw the little lines of him. But, you know, the difference between today and back then is it's all for him. But I have a true understanding of who I am in him, and I gave him my life. I gave him my heart. I gave him my mind. So now it's a lifestyle. It's not just about rhyming about Christ, but I also live it. Like you said, I'm a pastor. You know, people listening to music can vouch for me and say, oh, no, he is a man of God. He does practice what he preaches. And that's key for me, because I'm not just a CHH artist. I'm a fan of the genre, and a lot of times, a lot of my interviews, what I'm noticing with the CHH genre, which is Christian hip hop, for those who don't know, I'm disheartened, and I'm really just not pleased with it, because it's beginning to sound a lot like the world. A lot of these Christian artists are beginning to look a lot like the world, sound a lot like the world. You're not hearing the ministry in the music no more. You're not hearing God in the music no more. We're living in the last days where all kind of madness is going on, from the laws being passed to just people dying. And these guys are just making these these lit songs and everybody partying, and it's like, this is not the time to be partying. This is the time to be praying and seeking the Lord so that we are prepared for the things that is coming down the pipe from the enemy. So I'm not getting that in my CHH artists. I'm not getting that in the music no more. So when I was putting together this Taking Care of My Father Business album, that's why I titled it that way, because I'm taking care of my dad's business. And then I wanted to make sure through each and every line and each and every song, I was very particular, because I wanted to make sure that from track 1 to track 14, there is no question who I am. You will not question if I'm a Christian artist or if I'm a Christian. You're going to hear it from track 1 to track 14. Like, there's no question about it. And I wanted to make sure that the music didn't lose that. I wanted to make sure that when you got done listening to my album, if you was in sin, it would make you want to repent and get right by the Lord. You know what I mean? That music is ministry, and we just need to get back to the ministry part of the music. It's like, now it's like, it's fun. It's happy-go-lucky. That's like the same thing as saying the pastors are just preaching prosperity messages from the pulpit when we living in the last days, and you know what I mean? So so it's like it's the same thing, you know, from the church to the music. The music is not causing people to repent. The music is not making people take a look at themselves, examining their hearts, you know, really questioning their walk. The music ain't making you do that. Everybody just want to feel good. And if you know anything about this ministry, you know as well as I know, brother, it ain't always a feel good. You know what I mean? It don't always feel good. That's why I wrote the song Took a Few Daggers, my current single, and the video. Because I didn't, when I gave my life to Christ, no one told me that ministry comes with dagger, darts, and arrows. See, I thought it was just I got saved one day and then everything is just supposed to change the next day. But it doesn't work like that.
Correct.
Nobody told me about persecution. No. Nobody told me about the darts, people calling you holier than thou, people jealous of you because you choose to live for Christ. No one told me that. So I had to recreate it in my music so that I can help the next sister, the next brother that gets saved, that they're forewarned. Like, when you get saved, you inherit the enemy. And this dude come to kill, steal, and destroy. Ain't nothing glorifying about that.
No.
So I really just wanted to make sure that was really, you know, felt through my music and everything that I do create from here on out. You know, I want to make sure that I ask God daily, you know, don't let me lose that the ministry. Don't let me lose you in the music. Don't let it be about the music and about me. Make sure, help me keep it always about you. And that's just where I'm at with it, man. So I'm very critical of the CHH genre right now. I'm not too happy with what I'm hearing, and I don't really listen to a lot of it. Until guys get back to the essence of Christianity, then I'm not even going to deal with it, man. And I'm on record, and I'll say it in front of the world. Like, I'm not afraid to stand on the rock.
Exactly. And you know, the one other artist that that I've been listening to a lot lately is another brother that's in the Christian hip hop arena, which is Bizzle. And that brother right there be doing it just like you, man. I mean, he goes straight to the hip. He don't care who, you know, who he offends, because he's doing what God told him to do. And that brother right there, the message that he has, just like the same message you have, is a message that needs to be heard. And the problem is we have this little lining on the ceiling, for a metaphor.
When you
have a message that's behind the beat, and it's just not beat and hook, it's you're always caught in that wall. Just like Bizzle, same thing. That brother should be mainstream by now, as far as being out there on a label and actually putting out some stuff. And he, you know, he had his moments of fame here or there, but he goes right back to his roots. He still tells it like it is. He's not wooed by, oh wow, I was on BET and I got to rap with Lecrae. Now, first of all, I love Lecrae, I do, but he sold out. I'm gonna be real with it. I'm not gonna sit here.
And there's a lot of people that feel that way, you know, right now.
Yeah, you know, and I don't know, like I said, I don't know his testimony. I can only go by the music. I can only listen because your music tells your story. And if you listen to the lyrics,
that's it.
It tells your story of where you are. And I'm not saying that our brother's lost. I'm not saying that he fell off the wagon or anything like that as a disrespect, but he lost his way. Because if you listen to his albums before he got his big deal to now, it's a whole different thing. But
yeah,
speaking of which, speaking of that, now at what point would you realize that your gift is on the creative aspect or on a spiritual aspect? How would you differentiate the two if you were offered that big deal? Would you compromise, or would you continue to give the work of the Lord, that the work that God gave you, and stipulate those stipulations when you're on that table and you about to sign that contract? Well, look, I'll sign it, but I'm not gonna waver in the content that God has given me. So if you were presented with that situation, how would you react to that?
See, and that's where I like to say that I'm a cut from a different cloth, because I know it sounds really cliche and it's easy to say all the right things. People are listening. I'm on the spot. But really, even people that know me, that's close to me, you know, they'll tell you in a minute. Like, even right now, like, I don't want a record deal. I could have had a record deal already. I had a couple of deals on the table just as recently as we're speaking. I'm not going to do no name dropping, but those who offered me, they know who they are. You know what I mean? I've had deals, and it's like, once I looked at the stipulations, and I was like, no, first of all, you can't have my publishing. Second of all, you're not going to tell me how God used me. God gave me a song, and I write it the way God told me to write it, and then I turn it into a label, and they say, oh, well, we don't want to put this out. Do something different. And I don't need it. And so, and the only way that I can keep control of my creativeness is staying independent. Now, what I can do is I can sit down with somebody that has a bigger platform than me as far as a label, and maybe we can talk about a relationship to where they can put their name on it, and then I can put my name on it, but I still keep my creative control, and then they can just help get me to the next level. God can use somebody like that.
Correct.
But can no label offer me any kind of deal? I'm not for sale at all. And that's the thing that attracted me to Bizzle when he was one of the first Christian artists that I began to listen to outside of the True.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the True. Shout out to my man R. Swift, who I got on my album. The Ambassador.
Yes.
You know, these are some of the guys that when I first got into the Christian hip hop, these were some of the first guys that I was listening to. And the thing that I admired about Bizzle, when he has his own independent label, God Over Money, and he basically gave a testimony where he had a record deal, a multi-million-dollar record deal with a secular label, and he chose to stay where he at so that he could keep that creative control as well. So I respect him for that.
Correct.
I even got a chance to meet Bizzle last year when he came out here to California, and I prayed for him. Lord told me to go to the show and pray for him. So shout out to Bizzle, man, for even just being humble enough to not even know me like that, but allow me to approach him, introduce myself, meet him, and be able to pray for him. And I keep him in my prayers all the time because he's our head. You know, I know Lecrae and there's some bigger Christian artists in Bizzle, the NFs and all them, but I'm going to be 100. I don't consider them dudes Christian artists because, like I said, I don't listen to that music and want to go worship God or go get in my word. So I don't really consider that Christian. The world called that Christian, but we know that what the world called Christian is not necessarily Christian. They're calling Kanye West Christian and Chance the Rapper, and these guys ain't even professed Christians that I even know of. So it's like, so where are we getting this from? So I look at Bizzle as the Jay-Z for our genre, and that's why I keep him in prayer because I know the enemy is tugging at him. I pay attention to what he's saying in his lyrics on his album. He fighting, man. And we gotta keep our brothers uplifted because, you know, I can sit here and tell you what I wouldn't do all day long. But when that money's sitting there and that pen and that pad is sitting there, who knows what I would do? God willing, I wouldn't do it. But, you know, you know, we always quick to say what we wouldn't do, especially when we hear what other people has done. But some of us so-called Christians that are saying what they wouldn't do, man, you'd be surprised what they'll do. Remember, the love of money is the root of all evil. It's not that money is evil. Mm-hmm. It's what you would do to get it. And a lot of people would do some things to get it, and that's just the truth of the matter. So we got to keep brothers like Bizzle that we know doing it. We got to keep those brothers in prayer and keep them prayed up, because the enemy is always looking to devour. He's always coming and going, and he's always looking for opportunities, and he's very cunning and very crafty. So we got to make sure that our brothers stay lifted so that they keep on hearing from the Lord and keep on doing the right thing. But back to the answer to the question, really, as a record deal, I would not even, I don't even, I'm not just looking for a record deal. I don't even want that kind of help. That's not an option for me really right now. I'll take a production deal, and like I said, as long as I can keep on my creative control, because all my music comes from the Holy Spirit. I pray before I write, man. I'm not one of these dudes just making up stuff, man. You know what I mean? I study the Word, I preach it, I teach it. So when God say this or write it, you know, I'm going to say what he's saying, I'm going to write what he's going to write, and I don't want nobody to come behind me and be like, well, we don't really want that controversy, or that doesn't line up with our understanding, because let's keep it 100, and let's just keep this and put this on the record. Everybody that's calling themselves Christians and people that are in leadership in churches and this and that, everybody don't even study the Bible. A lot may not even read it, but the Bible didn't say read, it said study. So a lot of these even people in leadership positions, they don't even know what the Bible really say and mean. So if you go write something too deep for people and it doesn't line up with their understanding, the first thing they're going to want to do is reject it. Oh, man, we can't put this out. Why we can't? If God told me to write it, then I'm going to write it. And then why we can't put it out? So I want to make sure that I can do everything that I need to be able to put out and allow God to use me to that full capacity. And personally, I don't think there's not a label that exists right now that would do that. So that's probably not even an option for me right now.
Exactly. And that's what I admire about you. I know it's been almost a year since we spoke, and we spoke off and on off air. But just that's what I admire about you, your humbleness, and your sticking to your guns. And regardless of what comes before you, you know what's more important. And a lot of people can't say that, because we're in that transition period now with a lot of folks that are doing the DJ stop, you know. That's what they're doing. They just straight, oh, well, I got this. So maybe if I get this, my family's going to be this. Well, if God supplies all of your needs, brothers and sisters, that's the key word. He supplies the need. So all the things that we're striving for is the wants. That's what we want. So if our wants is what? Our flesh. So if our flesh is taking over our needs, then we're going to cross over or kind of change our – we're going to give everything away to get that $1 million distribution.
There you go.
We're going to give everything away to get those videos on BET and everywhere else they play it now. And
that's what I'm saying.
With Bizzle still grinding, still doing it, with yourself, with Lamar, y'all doing stuff that, oh man, I can give you a record deal tomorrow. But, you know, what are you willing to sacrifice for it? And see, even in the gospel music arena, we have so many people, man, that are selling all their rights just to be on TV. So everything that they write has to be, you know, rewritten to be culturally accepted, or, you know, because we got all of these organizations out here now, we can't offend anybody and all this stuff. You know, it's crazy. So we're doing this, and we thinking we're living that blessed life, and we doing our thing, and God's moving. God is, you know, got me torn here, there, and everywhere. That's great. But what did you do? Did you sell yourself short? I'm not being disrespectful by no means
saying that's being real,
because I've interviewed a lot of dynamic people, man, and that the people that I've interviewed last year and this year, man, they're doing it. But what are you doing? Are you selling yourself to please the converts? Are you selling your music short? Because that's what you're doing. You're not putting enough pride in your stuff. If you know God gave you those lyrics to write that song, to produce that song, to do what you got to do, and you're going to sell it for a couple of million dollars, I mean, come on. Because honestly, most of that money, at least 75% of it, you got to pay the manager, you got to pay the tour people, you got to pay the publishers, you got to pay by the time you get it, you ain't got nothing left anyway. So why would you sell yourself short? Because when you're independent, you have the leg room to pick what you want, when you want to do it. Independent artists are able to go to those churches that can't really afford to pay for your writer. They can't afford a $2,000 writer, and then you want an extra $500 just to show up to sing two songs. I'm sorry. This ain't a preaching song, so a preaching show. I need to calm down. But you know, that's the problem, man. We need to stay authentic. If God gave it to us, if God took us out of the slums, took us out of the gutter, and allowed us to be at a platform where we can say the things that need to be said and keep it real with Him, without selling out, man, I don't care. People are going to hate you forever. They hated Christ. So what makes you think they're going to like you? I'm just saying. If Christ is persecuted, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But isn't that funny? Because you just hit something. But isn't that funny how I've never seen, like, I'm going to just say it. Like, this is the part that you're
going to
hear. You don't hear secular artists reaching out to Christian artists. But why does the Christian artist always reaching out to the secular artist? You see what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
Like, I don't, like that, that never made no sense to me. Like, and then to use the excuse that, oh, well, God told me to go sign with this major label because to broaden my horizon, to reach more people. All throughout Jesus' ministry, he never needed Satan's help to do kingdom business. So I don't get that. As Christians, well, oh, I'm going to sign with this secular label because I can reach more people. See, one will plant, one will water, but God get an increase. That's not our job to increase our territory anyway. That's God's job. That's why I don't buy that. That was the main problem I had with Lecrae, because that was kind of the reason for him making his last move that he made business-wise. He basically said God told him to go over here because it was going to expand his territory. But see, that don't line up scriptural with me. And see, one who studies scriptures and preach and teaches, see, I don't buy that. So now that got me looking at you some kind of way. But here's the thing. But now when I say it, even somebody that hears this that's a Lecrae fan, they probably going to be like, Mr. Pinckney's he just mad because he don't got that platform. He mad because you know, he jealous of Lecrae. No, like you said earlier, it's not about being disrespectful or anything. It's just about truth. And just like one church
exactly.
and another church don't, both can't be right. Somebody got to be wrong. So what I'm saying is enough. A lot of things that you're hearing, why people are going to, they're doing, I'm talking about like Christian artists, the decisions they're making, it don't line up with the word of God, man. And that's why we can question it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't got to know to know Lecrae. I don't have to know artist so and so to know him. The Bible tells me to just look at his fruit, and the fruit ain't gonna lie. A good tree don't produce bad fruit. Christian artist, for me to say I listened to your whole album, you got 25 songs, and I didn't see Christ in none of it, and you call yourself a Christian artist, that's a problem. And we need to stop sugarcoating and apologizing for God's truth. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. We got too many lukewarm Christians.
Yeah.
And then let's just say something real quick while we're on air about this Christian thing, because Jesus didn't call us to be Christians. He called us to be disciples. People follow Christ. Paul is a Christian no more. Christian is just a religion. I'm a Christian people. I mean, I follow Christ. So if Christ got a problem with it, I got a problem with it. Point blank. It don't matter. It ain't at all who gets offended. Look, but Christians, you know, in the world, we were so tough. You know, we didn't get offended by anything. Then we get saved and come into the body of Christ, and we get offended by everything. I don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
We're called to be soldiers. Soldiers ain't weak. I was a true soldier in the army, in the military, and I'm a soldier in Christ. So I've been a soldier on both sides, and I wasn't a punk on either side.
Yes,
so I don't get this.
Sir.
You know, all this apologizing for the things that Christ said. We need to stop apologizing.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, God said that the world will hate you because they hated me first. He said anyone choosing to live a godly lifestyle will be persecuted. So we already know that this stuff comes with our walk. So then why are we baffled by it and it's like I did a teaching 2 Sundays ago called Compromising to Avoid Persecution. So any of y'all listening, follow me on YouTube at Mr. Pickney and go look at my teaching on compromising to avoid persecution. And that's what I was talking about.
Mm.
Many people in the body of Christ are compromising because we don't want to face persecution, but we want to be great Facebook Christians talking bad, but then we don't want to get on a battlefield and be real Christians. And that's the problem. And that's why you're seeing the music all diluted like that now. You know, all these Christian artists is doing these guest features with all these worldly artists. God called us from the world. He didn't say go join them and yoke with them on contracts and all that. See, this is what the words say, but this is not what the people are doing. So just because the people are doing it don't make it right.
Say what?
Yeah. And
you need to get back
and
to some real Christianity world.
This is why I know we may not have spoken in a while, man, but I know the spirits of the Lord is speaking, because this is exactly what, you know, when we do the Reloaded show, this is exactly what we've been preaching about, the basic training for the believer, because we don't have it. Just like you said, we got a lot of people that can speak the eloquence of the word. They can speak the theology of the word. They can preach the homiletics of the word, but they're not studying the word. It's a difference.
That's it.
I can watch and talk just like TD if I want to, but God didn't call me to be TD. He called me to be the Psalmist's voice. Just like he called you to be Mr. Pickney. He didn't call you to be Lecrae. So this is what I'm saying. Everybody's imitating and trying to be another copy of the same product. No, God called all of us for a work. We are all part of
the
body.
And that's what the major labels would do. The same sound that's already been successful. You know, true. Like, put out secular music and then turn around and put out Christian music. The Bible says hot and cold can't come out the same fountain. So either he says you can't serve two masters, for you will love the one and hate the other. So to be a bona fide Christian artist like myself, to go join Def Jam, let's just say that for instance. I'm not saying that they're a Satan label or nothing, but I'm just saying for sake of the conversation, I go join Def Jam. And then putting secular music that talk about the same God that I'm glorifying, how does that look as a label? How do you support the one? So who do you love and who do you hate? Because you can't love us both. Because I'm supposed to be that you're putting out. So why would you want to sign me in the first place? Who would say, okay, you Christian rapper, come on. But then when you sign that contract, now it's like, well, we can't put that song out. You know, that sounds like this. That's why even when you listen, the secular music, it all sounds alike. The Christian hip hop, it all sounds alike. Then it's starting to sound like the world now, because the label looking at it like, man, we don't want real. We want profit.
Mm-hmm.
We're selling. This is what's selling.
Yeah.
So if you don't sound like this, if your message ain't this message, if you're not playing it safe, we don't want to address homosexuality. We don't want to address holiness.
Mm.
No. Let's just party. Let's just play this middle ground, this gray area. But there is no gray area. God says you're either hot or cold. But that's what they want. So that's what I'm saying. A label can't offer me nothing anyway. It can't offer me nothing because I'm saying, and I'm not going to compromise in any area. No, I'm not for sale. And that's just now that's what I said. Now, I can't say that for the next artist. Obviously, clearly, because we see where they're all I'm doing is I'm just looking at the music, and then I'm just calling it like I see it. I'm not here to offend nobody. I know better than nobody. I know greater than nobody else, but I know what God say. I know what God say about certain things, and that's not up for debate.
That's right.
That's not up for debate.
That's
you know what I mean? He said it, and we're going to stand by it, and we're going to stick to it. We just going to have to agree to disagree and keep pushing. But all this debating going back and forth and people trying to justify their actions and all that ain't what this thing is about, man. Because I could, like I tell my wife all the time, I tease her, I could go live in sin. I could cheat on my wife. I could go be an alcoholic. I could do a lot of things and find scriptures to justify. But that's because you're looking at the scripture from the surface. You're not studying that.
Yes.
Half of the words in the Bible don't even mean what they mean. You got to go back to Hebrew and Greek and sometimes the Arabic and sometimes the Latin translation. Mm-hmm. You got to study this thing. A lot of these words don't even mean what they say. So when you look at it from the surface, the scripture is telling you one thing, but then when you study it, it's telling you something totally different.
Exactly. In my experience, this show ended up being a preaching show. And I'm trying to be good. We talking about your project, but somebody needs to hear this. So exactly. We taking care of our father's business. So I'm not apologizing for the flow of the spirit. But yeah, man, we supposed to be talking about this album release and these songs, man. But somebody needed to hear that, man.
I don't care.
I don't care what they offer you. I don't care if they give you the world on a silver platter. Didn't Satan tempt Jesus the same way?
Yes, he did.
And what did Jesus do? And what did he do? I'm just saying, you got to think about stuff. Jesus gave us the parables. He broke stuff down for us to understand that he knows exactly what we go through. He knows exactly our struggle. God took a piece of himself. Exactly. He took a piece of himself, and Jesus came on the planet to feel, to know, to be hungry, to be persecuted, to be crucified, to be whipped, to be nailed on a cross. Man, Jesus was divine. And look, man, if it was me, let's just keep it real, family. If that was me going through that, bro, I don't know. Especially if I got a legion of angels at my beck and call, I don't know, bro. I would be like, you know what, y'all? This ain't worth it. I'm going to take these nails out of my – I'm going to take myself off this cross right now because y'all just straight tripping. Dad, you need to take me home because these fools are tripping. I'm done.
Exactly.
He could have did that.
Exactly.
Where would we have been, man? You know, those are the things – that's how I look at the word, man. How would Jesus,
respond? You have to look at it
exactly.
Exactly.
How would he respond,
you know, almost,
man? And
it's almost like when we go to church, it's almost like worship. Like in Psalms, the Bible talks about he created us to worship him. He meaning God, created me and you to worship him, God. Like that's our means
Correct.
For being created. You know, we were created to worship God. And isn't it sickening to go to church sometime and you got to pull people to give God a worship? People feel like God owes them. And that's because, see, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't renewed and transformed that mind. They don't see things the way we're talking about it. They're not looking at it like that. They're looking at it like, I didn't feel like coming today, so y'all should be happy that I'm here. Instead of looking at it like, dang, God, you could have called me last night. You could have called me in my sleep last night. So the fact that you gave me another day to be able to make it to your house and I got all this stuff going on, I'm going to go worship you like I done lost my mind. But people are not like that. You know, they act like God owes them something. God don't owe me nothing. I always say, if God don't do another thing for me ever again, I will not lose my worship because
I worship God for who he is, not for what he's done for me. But that's my mindset. Yeah. But if you're sitting here listening to us today and you guys are worshiping God because what he's done, then your worship is already in vain.
Mm-hmm.
Because you should be worshiping because who he is. That way, if he don't never do nothing else for you, you still gotta worship.
How dare we have to
pull God's people to give him something that already belongs to him? Our worship already belongs to him. Then they want to look at me and you crazy when we worshiping him, losing in our mind because we know what he done for us. And then everybody want to sit and look at us crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you guys want to sit and look at us crazy because we're losing our mind. Well, you should be worshiping him right along with me. But that's a whole other day, a whole other topic, man. Because you done got us preaching already, man. Let's get into this album, man.
Exactly. You can't put two passages together because it ends up being a whole nother thing. But I mean, it's definitely relevant for what we're doing today because, again, you know, you have to understand what you're doing. If you have gift to sing, to rap, to write, to be on radio, whatever God gave you, you have to understand that you're going to be persecuted. And I'm quite sure I'm going to check my inbox after this show gets off the air, and I'm going to get more hate mail. But you know what? I love my haters because the fact of the matter is I'm doing something right. We need to stop being super sensitive to nonsense. We need to be super sensitive on making sure God increases our territory as far as our spiritual gifting, as far as our wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of this word, and also elevating our gifts, our natural gifts, our rapping, our preaching, whatever God gave you. That's what we need to focus on and stop paying our price of admission when we go to church and to be entertained for an hour. Let me stop.
Uh-oh.
That's a whole nother show.
Uh-oh.
That's a whole nother show. I need to put the brakes on. Put the brakes on.
Put the brakes on.
Let's get back on task. We interviewing Christian hip hop recording artist Mr. Pinkney. He's in the building.
Yes, I'm in the building, y'all.
We gonna go ahead and start with your I like this is a song I like. Set Free.
I like that song.
I like Route One. I like Route One. Got that one. I love that song. I also like From the Heart. That song is fire, man. So we gonna go ahead and give the family a little break. Because we have preached them to death, and they probably ran away because we're talking about some stuff that's going to step on some corns and stuff like that. So we're going to give the family a little bit of break, and we're going to bless the family with your ministry. Mr. Pinkney, could you please introduce to the family your song and why you wrote it from the heart?
So,
and then we got
From the Heart. Okay, so this is going to be From the Heart, y'all, off my Taking Care of My Father Business album. It was actually one of the first songs I wrote on the album. Actually, it was around the third song, technically, because I hadn't had a song that was really from the heart yet, meaning I wanted my heart to kind of just speak. When I got the track from Dope Boys, shout out to Dope Boys, when I got the track, it just fit, and that was my one anthem that I just wanted to say, okay, Lord, this is just from my heart. That's why on the hook and the melody, I say, I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm just trying to play my part. I speak from the heart and I spit it from the heart. I just wanted to speak to God's people from my heart. So that was kind of what birthed out this song. So y'all take a listen to it, man. Tell me what y'all think, TPF Nation. Man, I love y'all. This is Mr. Pinkney from the heart. Let's get it.
Let's get it, family. We got Mr. Pinkney from the heart, and then we're going to dialogue a little bit more with the song coming right after that, Set Free. We're going to talk about that, too, and we got a couple of more drinks that we want to bless you with. Here we go. Mr. Pinkney, Simon Sports Presents, Christian Hip Hop Reporter Artist. He's in the building. Let's get it. Let's go. We'll be right back right after this. Don't move a muscle.
This is the sound of the voice.
look in the mirror, Lord, I see you. When I open my mouth, Lord, I speak truth. They acting like I don't hear from you at all. I ask for your humility, cause I don't wanna fall. I do it with passion, only cause I care. I ain't afraid of the faces, I don't care who stare. I wanna love them all, that's what your words say. So let's skip the full play, let you have your way. Your thoughts are not our thoughts, you see it all. I guess that's why the warning comes before the fall. Search our hearts, Lord, see the filth. We quick to point the finger at the next, the way we built. But what about the new man created in you? I die daily to the old, no more deja vu. I speak it from the heart, spit it from the heart. I'm not saying I'm perfect, I'm trying to play my part. Intervene the dark with the hope of light. Soldier on the main line, fighting a good fight. Forgive me, Lord, at times I miss the mark. You convict my heart, then you light a spark. Back on my B.I., cause it's do or die. I see it's lonely at the top of man, who am I? So we wise as a serpent, gentle like a dove. I can't lie, Lord, some make it hard to love. It's like they wanna take the truth and sweep it under the rug. I represent the Father and Son, the word above. They first hated you, now they hating me. The ward here is on, so they ain't hearing me. But we talk the talk, then we walk the walk. Standing firm on a rock, man, what they thought? Everybody screaming God, ain't meaning God. And to some it might even seem strange or not.
Christian, we're always dealing with the fact that they expect us to be perfect in an imperfect world. But the Bible declared that Job was blameless and upright before the Lord, but yet he was perfect in him. Far from perfect. Get it?
Get it.
It is now time to get your spiritual fix and uplifting word with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice. This is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet. Are you ready, to walk?
Let's go!
Father God, that's how I dealt the pain.
You paid the price for it. You wanted it all. It was nothing that I did. But after the call, it was all of you, Lord, and the little one me. Between your truth and your love, you set me free. You paid the price for it. You wanted it all.
Bound
us with a lie, but we chose the truth. So now we beat them with your name until they black and blue. Yeshua the Christ, man, I thought you knew. We came to set the tone, now the joke's on you. I came to understand folks just don't do like any given Sunday, man, just won't do. This not a movie, this is real. He coming back, the kingdom's at hand. Run and tell that. These are days of Noah at an all-time high. And if you disagree with him, then they label a lie. It's the Father will that we come to knowledge of truth. It's kind of hard to do when you're doing you. He wanted all, not a part. That's why he searched the heart. And once he show us y'all, we gotta play a part. I can plant one, can water my daddy increase. Whether friend or foe, we coming in peace.
You paid the price.
The past be the past, bygones be bygones. We focus now, we're moving on. I'm in a no-hater zone, that's where I'd rather be. Covered by his blood and we finally free. Screaming Yeshua into the death of me. That's the recipe for destiny. It's like the flesh and the spirit trying to take turns. I'm at a point of no return, burn, baby, burn. He bared it all, seen it all. So I mean it when I say I had to give them all. They say the harvest is plenty, but yet he stood alone. Denied and deceived by one of his own. I'm talking power of the Most High. See the passion in his eyes. While the people acting lukewarm, he chose to die. I know the battle's not mine, so he held me down. Just a long enough time for me to come around.
We are back. Thomas West presents Christian Hip Hop Recording Artist. Mr. Pinckney is in the building. And that was just some of his music. Man, I'm over here jamming. And I almost forgot I had a show to do. I'm just saying. Man,
That's one of my favorites on the album, man.
Yeah, man, I like the outro, man. You know, she was laughing and stuff at the end. You know, I like little weird stuff like that. But you know, it's just you can sense the love of the project
just being poured into. My engineer was gonna take it out, and I was like, no, you got to keep that in there. It was authentic, it was real. It wasn't script or nothing. I didn't write that, you know. So yeah, I wanted to make sure we kept that in there. And shout out to my sisters on the hook, man. Shaletta Soul, and Keona, man. Shout out to them and my sister Shaletta Soul. I got a joint on her album that I'm gonna send to you too, called Holy Ghost Fire. Her album is dropping July 21st.
Okay.
Man, oh my God, awesome. You guys are in for a treat, man. So she's also on Moment of Clarity. Both of them are on Moment of Clarity on my album as well. Those are my sisters, man. So yeah, shout out. Shaletta Soul and Keona, man, for the hook.
Well, we definitely got to get them on the show, man, and chop it up, man. We love family. I like to have a big family. I come from a very small family. You can count on one hand how many family members I have on mine, but just having this relationship with people like yourself and other indie artists, you know, that have that authenticity. Now, you know, it's great to interview the big wigs. I mean, that's awesome. But, I mean, at the same time, you know, there's a difference there. It's not scripted. It's like everything in every interview, you hear the same reactions. You hear the same responses. There's no authenticity to the interview whatsoever. And that's why I warn a lot of people, and that's why a lot of label artists really don't like to come on my show. Yeah, because it's not scripted, and I have to go through, you know, what questions are you going to ask, and these questions aren't, you know, relevant, and all this stuff, man. But it's all good, man. I love everybody.
that's doing their thing in the gospel. But all I'm trying to say is, man, don't sell out. Don't sell yourself short just to get that multi-million dollar deal. And most of it, you ain't going to even see anyway, man. You know, the only benefit you're getting is being in the limelight, and you got your makeup artist right there. And, you know, for some events, you got your writers, and you get all your nice little treats and stuff like that. But, I mean, the end of the day, we're ministering. And we got to understand that. What did they do back in the day before record deals, man? What did they do? They went everywhere to promote their music. They didn't have writers. They had their pal. They had their little cooler of water and lemon water, and that was their writer. As long as you have somewhere to store my water, I'm good. But anyway, let's get back on point. Because like I said, you family, so I'm sitting here talking to you like we having a rap session, just chopping it up about life.
Exactly. But that's how we do it. If they listen to our other interviews, this is how we get down, man. So, hey.
They ain't ready. They ain't ready, man. They ain't ready. But let me get back on track here. Where can they get all of your music? Can you tell the family how they can get it, where they can get it, how they can get you to their events, all that jazz? Just give a little family, a little backdrop before we continue.
So Taking Care of My Father Business, the new album, it is available on all your social, on all your major digital platforms, Tidal, Apple iTunes, Rhapsody, just everything, Apple Music. I'm not gonna go through all of them. Y'all know what they are, but it's available on all the major platforms. If you want to book me for any shows, and I'm not just a rapper, I'm here, so I can come bring the house down as well. But if you want to book me for anything, you can get at me at 777-GOD.com.
Oh, I'm losing you, bro.
And
we're losing you, bro. Yeah, we just lost you, man. Are you there?
And follow me on all your social media. I'm out there at Mr. Pickney, and at the real Mr. Pickney. So I'm out there, man. Y'all connect. But I got a lot of things going on, man. So come be a part of it, man. Come help build the kingdom.
That's what's up. Well, give your because you do more than just rap, man. You're a pastor and you're a caterer, I think it is. So, man, give them a little bit of backdrop on that too, man.
So as you know, as you said, I'm a pastor as well. So I'm birthing out. I'm in the process of actually birthing out my own ministry right now. God told me to start it at home, so I got it going on at home right now. But you can catch me on Facebook Live at Mr. Pickney every Sunday from 11 to 12:30 Pacific Standard Time. You know, I do my teaching there. We do, like you said, me and my wife, we started our two small businesses. We got a catering business, and then we got a cleaning business. So you can catch us at Glory to Glory Taste Buds at gmail.com, or you can follow us at Glory to Glory Taste Buds for the catering and Glory to Glory Cleaning for the cleaning service. And you know, just we know we're young Christ loving entrepreneurs trying to just do our own thing and build the kingdom, man. We trying to take matters in our own hand. We don't want to deal with corporate America no more. So without you guys, there's no us. So we need all the support we can get, man. But ultimately our provider is God himself, Yahweh himself. So, you know, good ground. If you want to sow it to some good ground, whether it's my music or our catering business or our cleaning business, it's all good ground. It's all ministry, and you guys are more than welcome to sow into it. And y'all keep the song. This is my family, man. Y'all keep supporting it. We'll keep him on air so that he can keep allowing artists like me to tell our story, because if we don't got people like the Psalms Radio, then we can't even share our testimonies with you guys. We can't even cut. authenticity and our truth. We can't even give it to you guys if we don't keep people like ready. So I'm going to continue to support what he's doing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. To God be the glory, man. You know, he takes care of the needs, man, of his people. And that's one thing I can definitely say beyond a shadow of a doubt, man. He does that. He's been doing it when I've been laid up, and he's doing it now. And, you know, I just give God the glory for all of the people that have been supporting the movement, man, because it's not about me, man. I mean, it really isn't. I really don't care about being in the spotlight. I really don't care about none of that, man. You know, my heart and my passion is to get the word of God out with authenticity and context and raw. Forget all this, you know, 5-point ministry nonsense and, you know, all that. I mean, it's great to be trained. Don't get me wrong. I'm not being disrespectful by no means by saying what I'm saying, but you're not going to get the Holy Ghost to run through you if you're scripted. Just saying. I mean, for all you pastors out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So, you know, we got to get out of the way and let God lead and guide us as we're preaching the gospel. But anyway, let's get back to the point because I'm about to preach again. So let's get back to what we were talking about. We're talking about you. We're talking about the record that just dropped. Record. Wow, that tells my age. The MP3, the Wave. You know, we got so much stuff out now. You know, we ain't spinning records no more, but it's all good. Taking care of my father's business is a mission. It's a mission statement for you. But let me ask you one question, then we're going to go into your two other songs, and then we're going to close up shop. But has it always been hip-hop for you when it came to going into the gospel arena or the Christian arena as far as styles of music? Who was your biggest influence and why?
So my biggest influence was a Christian hip-hop artist named The Truth. And the reason why he was my biggest influence is because, like I said, I did music in the secular realm. And a friend of mine named David, Pastor David, when I was working at Walmart, he came to me and said he knew I did music. And he said it was a Friday. And he said, I want you to listen to the CD over the weekend, and we're going to talk about it on Monday. So when I got home, I had no clue who it was. I had no clue who this guy was, The Truth. I put the CD in, and my whole life changed. I never knew that you can even rap about God. You know, the closest thing rap for God for me was like Common and Taleb, Kweli, and The Roots, because they were like, they didn't cuss, and they were positive. And so that's kind of how I mimicked my rap. You know, I didn't cuss. I was positive. But like I said, I would throw God words out there. So I listened to The Truth. Shout out to The Truth, Philly. I got back to work on Monday, and I said, "Dave, what the heck was that you gave me? Who is this dude, The Truth? You know, and The Truth early stuff, he sounded a lot like Jay-Z. I mean, just gritty and just beats banging, but it was all ministry. And then I was like, wow, I didn't even know you could talk about the Lord like that. And so then I began to have my transition into Christian hip-hop from secular to Christian hip-hop. Then I got resaved. They got my heart and my mind and my soul really right with God even before I started pastoring. I really just got, you know, locked in, and I began to just study God's word more and just work on my relationship with him. It began to change my penmanship. I wanted to give my gift of hip-hop. I wanted to give my gift back to Christ. And so that's when I started writing Christian hip hop in a sense, but I think I have to give two people credit for that: my boy Pastor David and The Truth, the Christian hip hop artist, The Truth. Because for those two,
we're losing you, brother. We're losing you. You there, brother?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now. We lost you for a second.
Yeah, it was just a little bad connection. But yeah, I have to give credit where credit is due to Pastor David now, and The Truth, one of Philly's finest, man. If it wasn't for those two guys, I wouldn't be here today.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. So if you had to choose three songs as the biggest highlights off the album, which ones would they be and why?
Ooh, ooh, man, that's what I love about you, man. You be having them questions, but man, it's tough on this album, really, because I'm gonna be biased because it's my album. But I really think I did a solid album, man. I love every song. But if you're gonna tell me and why, I would have to say From the Heart. That's one, because it was from my heart, and my my heart belongs to God, so that's self-explanatory. The second one I would have to say probably would be Me and Me, and that's because that's my version of like my man in the mirror, my Michael Jackson man in the mirror for me. You know, as a pastor, we do a lot of talking to other people. We do a lot of preaching to other people. So on my album, I needed a song that I wanted to reverse and speak to me. Sure, people on the outside, let them know things called Me and Me. And that would be that one. Second, and then third, I gotta go with Set Free. Ooh, it's either between Set Free and Love It Was. Set Free, simply because of that. I had to have an album for me that, you know, it's about being set free. You know, part of my ministry is part of what I do for Christ, preaching and teaching and ministry, music, everything I do is to set the captives free. You know what I mean? And everybody's not free. You got people in church that's still on this day. So let's not act like everybody's free. So I had to get that song Set Free. And like I said, when me and my sisters recorded it in the studio, man, the Holy Ghost fell up in there, something ridiculous when we recorded that song. Because, you know, that was the birthing behind the song. We wanted to set people free. And speaking of Set Free, that's going to be my next single, and that's going to be my next video. I'll be trying to shoot the video in August or September. So I'm going to be sending that to you real soon, brother. So we're trying to get that video done. And then the third one would probably be between Set Free and Love It Was. And Love It Was is because basically I'm telling that song, I'm telling the story that, you know, all what I was going through in the world and I didn't have a care for Christ and this and that, but it was his love that kept me. You know, it was his love. When I realized what it was, you know, God loved me first before I even loved him. And his love is what kept me during all my foolishness. So the song Love It Was, that is a pretty special part in my heart as well.
Amen. Well, we got a few more songs to go. We running out of time. I want to make sure everybody gets a piece of your ministry, man. We got up next Lifestyle and Deadweight and Lord, You're So Good. Give the family a little bit of summary on each of those songs and where were you at the times of writing these songs, and we can go ahead and get them played and let the family enjoy your ministry. You have the floor, sir.
So check this out. Check this. I'm glad you did that. I'm actually Lifestyle, Deadweight, and Lord, You're So Good. Those are the songs that didn't make the album. Those are the songs that I got on my Reverb Nation, Mr. Pickney, where I'm giving them away for free right now. So if you guys are out there listening, when you hear these songs, you can Mr. Pickney, and you can actually download those songs for free. Right? Those didn't even where I was at. I was in the process of making this album when those songs came about. They just didn't. That was Can you hear me?
We're losing you, brother. Yeah, because you're going in and out. I can hear you now, sir.
Okay, so those you could get, you can go to Reverb Nation, and I was at the same place I was basically at with the album because it was birthed out during the making of the album. They just didn't make the cut. Lord, You're So Good. It's just strictly that, just my way of telling how good he is. Lifestyle, that features my girl, Shalette Soul again. And that was just basically me saying that this is not just quoting scriptures. This is a lifestyle. Christianity is a lifestyle. And then their way is basically, shout out to Mr. Porter from D12. A lot of y'all may know the group D12, Eminem's group D12. And their weight was just basically a song. I was just playing with it because I was just saying, parable of the fig tree. You know, when Jesus saw the fig tree, it wasn't producing nothing. He just uprooted it because of their weight. A lot of times, like what we was talking about earlier with worshiping, some people can be just dead weight to the body of Christ. And so I wanted to write a song about it, and that's where that dead weight come from. So you don't want to be dead weight, trust me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, we got to get these songs in here because we want the family to definitely download it on their MP3, their iPad, all these new devices we got going on right now. You can get Mr. Pinkney's music on Reverb Nation. You can get these songs for free. Yes, free. So we're going to get it in and start it off with Lifestyle. Then we're going to go to Dead West. Then we're going to go to Lord, You're So Good. We're going to have some last-minute comments and chop it up with Mr. Pinkney, where you can get him, where you can locate him, where you can get your music, and all that jazz. You're listening to The Psalmist Voice Presents with my special guest and brother, Mr. Pinkney, in the building. So, family, let's get it. Let's go. Let's hear the ministry of Mr. Pinkney. We'll be right back.
This is the sound of the voice.
Yeah. We tried to tell them, China, that it was a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle.
The more times a plate pass, the realer the love. So distracted from the truth, we can't see the healer of the love.
For real.
See us more than Mary, looking for a real love. After the pride came to fall, so we yield to love. Number one draft pick, we discern when the spirit shift. They'd rather I tear you down, but I came to uplift.
I came to uplift.
Pointed to the Father, I just might hold a grudge. You can ask my sister China if there was a greater love. The author, a finisher of our faith, can a better wait. He said we can do greater work, so we bear the hate.
We better hate
he
y'all.
Took the cross, no matter the cost. He done it all, bared it all, no matter the cost. Gave his son destruction, hung the risen one. Let them tell it, they be acting like it isn't
they
one.
They be acting like it
Sanctify,
isn't
Sanctify, set
one.
Apart, yeah, he knows our heart. When we put his kingdom first, he plays his part. Talk, it's a lifestyle. Created by the one who created the lifestyle.
I'm
created in his image, check my profile. Holy Ghost front and center, times a critical. Send your foe runner before I go warner. Death and dishonor stands before them.
Stands
they turn the truth into a lie right before our eyes. Now our humbleness is weak, so they walk in pride. They say if you're scared, then go to church. Well, I feel only the Father, so I match his work. Who am I? God's son, born in a royalty. From where the few is chosen, my mother middle seed. Well, from the bad boy to kill and destroy. Everything against the kingdom of the real McCoy. Came to far to go back, know about the fall flat. From the dark to the light, no price for that.
Dead weight, y'all.
Mr. Porter.
You tell me to trust you with all my heart.
Yeah.
Never knew I had trust issues from the start. Didn't trust myself, link on my own. Just a young adolescent playing grown.
Yeah.
Never acknowledged you, not at all. And everything I touched was bound to fall. My worst enemy was me, myself, and I. Blinded, couldn't submit, so I never tried. Nothing working out, looking for a way out. First came the fear, then the homie doubt. I want to trust you, Lord, and give you my heart. It's like you heard me, Lord, to provide us the spark. Now we honor your name, even in our pain. Understand persecution is part of the game. I gave them something to talk about. We made it out. We standing firm on a rock. They took another route. We trust you, Lord, with all our heart. Stop leaning on our own, so now we playing smart. We acknowledge you, Lord, now make our path straight. We nothing without you, more like dead weight. We trust you, Lord, with all our heart. Stop leaning on our own, so now we playing smart. We acknowledge you, Lord, now make our path straight. We nothing without you, more like dead weight.
Not just a hearer now, even a doer now.
You lifted the weight, I see it clearer now. Your yoke is easy, your burden light. Your grace and mercy got me through many nights.
For real.
You see, if I love you, then I would obey. So tell my haters I'm covered and I come to play. Mr. Pitney, Mr. Porter, have your way. Haters in that second place, that's that dead weight. Chia.
You know the parable of the fig tree, y'all. Dead weight gotta get plucked out. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your grace and your mercy.
You get more for your money when you support.
We trust you, Lord, with all our heart. Stop leaning on our own, so now
Mr.
we pick
me, y'all.
We acknowledge you, Lord. I make our path straight. We got the
I see you, Mr. Porter, on the beat.
We trust you, Lord.
Dead weight.
Stop leaning on our own, so now we play us part. We acknowledge you, Lord. I make our path straight.
Harvest
we
is plenty.
More like dead weight.
The labors are few.
Cheer.
What up, Andy?
This is the sound of the voice.
You did it when you didn't have to love me through the after. When they labeled them the black sheep, the bastard. You saw through it all. Helped me answer the call. So when I went through the fog, with no care at all. When I was weak, you were strong. Your love is urging me on.
Yeah.
And the thought would have rocked me from your standing on.
Yeah.
Takes too far to go back, and I tell the flesh that. See, the war was real, just push the play back. Too many times I pushed the play back. When I should have been like, homie, don't play that. The lesser of two evils with no sequel. Lord, give me the gift to see the heart of your people.
Give me the gift, Lord.
Your grace and mercy makes you worthy. Your truth sets us free. We children of the light. Seeing what you see, hating what you hate, cause you make no mistakes. Iron no stakes, why? Standing on faith,
yeah.
Standing on faith, yeah.
Lord, you're so good, you're so good. I never truly understood, but you're so good. You did it cause you're good. Lord, you're so good, you're so good. I never truly understood, but you're so good. You did it cause you're good. Lord, you're so good, you're so good. I never truly understood, but you're so good. You did it cause you're good. Lord, you're so good, you're so good. I never truly understood, but you're so good. You did it cause you're good.
You had a ram in the bush and a backup plan. I am who you say I am, the am that I am. Bloodline's royal, so we plunder the spoil.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on the serpent, he's known to coil. Accusing my brother, we're all undercover. Crafty and sneaky, my daddy crush him. We in the last days, so we put away the child play. Suited the Buddha, preparing for war, cause that's what he say. Roman the forerunner, Yahweh the gunner. Yahshua the Christ, so I'm one of.
I'm
the heart of man, who came up with the master plan. Everything is done with purpose, so it's able to stand.
Able to stand.
Some say we ride or die.
We ride
see,
or die.
I came too far, see the fire in his eyes.
Take a seat.
Demon, I by father, what most don't bother.
I'm a father.
Yeah, they Christians, but most don't bother.
Lord, you're so good, you're so good. I never truly understood, but you're so good. You did it cause you're good. Lord, you're so good, you're so good. I never truly understood, but you're so good. You did it cause you're good. Lord, you're so good, you're so good. I never truly understood, but you're so good. You did it cause you're good. Lord, you're so good, you're so good. I never truly understood, but you're so good. You did it cause you're good.
Despite setbacks and heartaches, I kept faith. You're central forerunner to make my way straight. You're so good. You love me first. For better or worse,
Yeah. Then you gave me your son to prove my word, Lord. In my heart when I was out of line was seeing you draw a line.
Yeah.
A stiff neck, heart and heart was stay blind.
Yeah.
Your grace and mercy combined to keep me confined.
Yeah.
Now in the mix of your peace, I unwind.
That was Mr. Pinkney with Lifestyle. Then we had Dead Weight. And then we had Lord, You're So Good right here on KPV Presents. Christian Hip Hop Recording Artist, Mr. Pinkney is in the building. So, brother, man, tell the family how they can get in contact with you, all your social media outlets, and give the family a nice nugget to close out the show today. And keep them inspired to do what they do as far as rap or our singing, man. Your final thoughts.
So, can you hear me, brother?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so if you want me to perform, minister, or anything like that, you can reach me at 777 Godson, and that's GodSun as in Nancy at gmail.com. You can reach as far as the album, it is available on all your major digital platforms from Tidal to Apple Music, iTunes, you name it, I'm out there, Mr. Pinkney, or you can look up Taking Care of My Father's Business. For the three songs I just played, the freebies, y'all can get that at Reverb Nation, Mr. Pinkney. And as far as just to any inspiring artist that's listening, especially in the Christian genre, I'm hoping that's what you are. Just keep your eye on the sparrow. Keep your mind and your heart on God. And if God say do it, then just do it at all costs. Do not compromise. Do not worry about any setbacks or any stumbling blocks. Just know that God got you. If God called you and intended to do it, then he will provide a way. And so we just have to be patient, and we just have to stay focused on God. So just stay encouraged, my sisters and brothers. Keep singing. Keep singing for the Lord. Keep rapping for the Lord. Whatever you do, dancing, just whatever you do, just keep doing it for the Lord, for he is pleased. And like I said before, you guys, man, just keep supporting my brother, TPV Radio, man. Y'all keep supporting him. And we're going to keep supporting and keep loving you, brother. And just you guys stay encouraged. And I appreciate every listener that listened. I hope they was blessed. Go get that album, Taking Care of My Father's Business. Go get them freebies. And I got some new music going to be coming out soon. Shout out real quick to my brother J1, too. I'm about to do a song with him called My First Love. We're about to drop that pretty soon on y'all, and I'm going to be sending that to you, brother, as well. So got some new music going to be coming out over the next couple of months, so y'all just stay on the lookout. Catch up with me on my social media platforms because God is moving, y'all, and we moving. We're trying to get somewhere. So I love you guys. I love TPV Nation. And as always, brother, You know me. You know how me and you get down, man. I love you, man, and we definitely keeping you in our prayers, man.
Well, I appreciate it, man. And again, thank you so very much, man, for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure. And being that we have stricted time, you know, we could go hours and hours. Just saying, but you know, I just thank God. Yeah, man. You know, I just thank God for you. I thank God for your beautiful queen and your family. And continue to keep praying for your wife, because I know when you're a minister of the gospel and you rapping and you do catering and all that stuff, man, you know, I continue to pray for both of you to keep being renewed and be strengthened as you minister, not only for your business, but in your pastoral hat, and also being a Christian hip-hop artist and paving the way for these youngsters, man, to be authentic and to be true to who they are, and not compromise for the gospel whatsoever, because God's going to bless you for it, man. He's going to bless you for it either way you look at it. But people don't see it that way, but I know God is good because he's been doing it for me, and he's definitely been doing it for you, man. So, again, God bless you and everything that you do, and I look forward to getting all that music, man. I got all your music, like, now, and it's like, man, I can't put it on the air. We're running out of time. But I'm definitely going to play it when we have our show on tomorrow. So look out for that, man. And of course, shout out to KBRG, The Bridge, out in the desert in Cali. Xperia, I believe it's called. The town Xperia. So they transmit out there. And definitely, Cali, y'all need to hear this, man, because he's definitely representing the West Coast like it's supposed to be represented. So on behalf of my brother from the same father, Mr. Cyron Williams, and of course, to KBRG, The Bridge, Bishop Warren. Always remember, family, you are more than you think and greater than you heard. And when you see the Psalmist voice or Mr. Pinckney in your hood, in your block, representing Jesus, come join us. Walk with us, family. Let's go. We are out of here. God bless you. And we thank you so much for tuning in to the Psalmist Voice Presents Christian Recording Artist Hip Hop Rap, whatever you want to call it. Mr. Pinckney, he's representing Christ, y'all. Y'all need to get it. God bless you, and see you next time.
This is the sound of the voice.
You're